The Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Dinkins, and alongside me now is Coach Stanton Stevens of Laverne Wolverines. Lost one to Riverdale last night. And, Coach, I was looking at stats earlier. It looks even if you were just reading the paper, you know. But
that's
it's so deceiving, isn't
it? Yes. They're the number two team in the state for a reason. They're a very good football team, well coached. They're good at what they do. We were in a tough spot last night, an uphill battle.
I know there were a couple of punts blocked. I guess special team play leads to one thing. If you'd have those kind of things happen, then field position becomes the biggest factor of all, and it's hard to overcome that when you get it time after time after time.
Right, and you know, we've had some problems all year in our special teams. If it's not protection, it's and I'm punt team specifically. If it's not protection, it's our steps aren't right, and you know, we're not getting the ball off quick enough when we do get it protected. So it's been a lot of different things. But if you're a punter and you get one or two blocked, that'll mess with your head a little bit. And I think our punter, at times, he's just kind of wondering, all right, are we going to get this protected? Is the snap going to get there? And so he's a little bit out of whack. And our special teams didn't help us on the punt, but we did have a great kickoff return by Jalen Taylor.
99 yards? What was it?
It was probably about 98 yards, but that's the second one he's had of that distance. So he's showing that he has the moves and the vision and the breakaway speed. So, you know, we're pleased in that area, but we've still got a lot of improvement to do. And that's just special teams.
Well, they throw a lot of weapons at you. They throw a lot of different looks and a lot of different people. And defensively, they're tough to navigate what they're doing, I guess, at times.
They are. Their front seven is really good. And they're strong. They're physical. They kind of outmanned us up front. And we knew going in it was going to be a tough go, but we thought we had a decent enough game plan to give ourselves a chance to score some points. And you know, we had on our first drive a guy wide open down the middle of the field, and we just didn't get him the ball. And that's one of those things where against a team that good, you're only going to have, you know, a handful of opportunities, and if you don't capitalize on them, that score will get lopsided really quickly. And that's what happened.
Home game. You look at the rest of the schedule. You've got Siegel coming up now, and but you've got fall break and time to heal a few wounds, I guess, maybe physically and maybe mind wise in terms of the kids' psyche. How are they right now?
Mentally, we're not in a very good place, and it's understandable. You start off 2-0 and then you lose 5. That just doesn't. You know, that doesn't do well for anybody's psyche, mine included. So we've all taken some mental hits. And but I'll say this, they show up, they practice, they try to get better, they show up to the game, they play, they try to win. You know, we're just not at that level. I've mentioned it before. Our program is not on the same level yet. And it, you want it to be there, but it just takes a while. And what's going to have to happen is the weight room. We've got to make up the difference in the weight room.
Well, you mentioned it several times in the interviews we've had together, and it showed last night.
And you knew
going in that
yes.
that was going to be a huge factor.
Yes. We have to make our gains in the weight room. Skill position wise, I think we're competitive. We're close to where we need to be. It's just up front, we don't have enough big guys who have developed in the weight room.
Well, if the front's not blocking, I mean, if they're not capable in terms of size-wise and they're overmanned, like you said, I don't care if you're Chris Johnson
right,
you know, O.J. Simpson, whatever, whoever you are, you're not going to get through those lines with any ease.
Not around here, you're not. The teams are too well coached, and the people you have to play are not going to give you an easy go of it. So you have to come, and each phase of your game has to be solid. Up front, we've got some decent linemen. We just don't have enough, and then they have to play on both sides of the ball. I looked out there at one point, and the offensive line was the starting defensive line, and that probably went on for most of the night. And when they run a different offensive line on and a different defensive line on, that's a terrible disadvantage. Even if your kids are up for the challenge early on, over time they just get worn down.
It's finally just a wearing out factor, in time. Fall break is here. Tell me kind of what you guys are going to do in terms of it's a little different, and we ask everybody this, but at one time I don't know that many coaches liked it, but I think now they've kind of gotten to the fact that it may be a good thing in certain I guess if you're playing really well, you may not want it to be here,
but
if you're banged up or injured or whatever, it's a good thing.
You know, if you're at the upper levels of it, it'll play two different ways for you. Either you need that break so you can recharge your battery and gain a little momentum, or you're already running on all cylinders and you don't want to stop. We'll take it as a week where we'll practice probably 3 days, and during those 3 days we will be trying to fix a couple of things and bring some kids along. And as we do that, almost like a mini spring practice or something. But we'll do some things, try to let them have some fun at practice this week, and see if we can't get one or two kids that haven't been playing a lot, get them ready to play.
And so in preparation for Siegel there, that's another team, big. They've got a good running attack, two quarterbacks that can hurt you. Tay Martin may be one of the best players in the league, you know, in terms of, I don't know if you've seen him or not, but he's the real deal. And
yeah, I haven't seen them on film yet, just because one team at a time is about all we can handle. And me watching two different films, I was talking to Coach. I said, I don't know if I'm smart enough to keep all that in my head and not get confused. So we have to go. We have to take it one step at a time.
We were talking about looking at progress and things, and we're kind of at the halfway point. Where do you feel your team is right now? And we talked about mentally they're not maybe where they need to be, and rightfully so. But are you where you thought you might be? I know there's been some disappointments in that.
Well, I'll say I thought we would be I thought we'd be 3-4 at this time. And if we were, I'd be a lot more positive about it, but we're not, and losing 5 in a row is really tough. And like I said, I've probably taken some mental hits just losing 5, so I can only imagine what our kids what they're going through, and just to see them coming every day, you know, to me that means a lot, because I still think we get things done at practice and we get a little better. We were able to put in a wrinkle for Riverdale, and actually we made it work to the best of our ability. I think after a while they just started to overwhelm our protection up front. But initially we were able to get some things done with it. So they're still learning. They're still being they're still coming with a positive outlook as far as, hey, Coach, you got something for us. Give us a chance. And so I feel good about that. We're going in the right direction. We're going in the right direction. Slowly but surely, we're headed where we need to be.
The Siegel game, and then you've got, help me here, you may not remember either, but
CAK, and then
yes.
And then Black.
Okay. So when you prepare, you're going to recharge a little bit, but yet work on some things, but really just let them relax a little bit, right?
Exactly. They need to have some fun.
Yeah.
It needs to be fun, and I told them before the game Friday night, go out and have fun no matter what we do. You just go out there and have fun. And, you know, we didn't have the turnover problem. We did have the special teams issues, but we didn't have the turnover problem. And to go from, putting it on the ground, I don't know, 6 or 7 times the week before, to we may have put it on the ground once and had a mishandle, but the ball never hit the ground. We caught it in the air. So we did a lot better in that aspect.
And in this district, you don't have you. That's a victory that you may have fixed that situation, but you don't have any time to relax because Riverdale is a really good ball club and everybody in the district's so good. You almost have to look at it that way, don't you, in terms of
– Well, you do, and that's why the like I said, there are no breaks. There are no opportunities for you to say, well, for the next 2 weeks, we got a week off, and then we're going to come back with a team that we feel pretty confident we're going to win, we're going to beat. So your outlook is a little different. Now you're fighting – you're literally – we are anyway – at Laverne fighting for our life every week to go out there and compete, and it's just mentally draining. And then you lose three or four in a row, that's tough for the kids to keep coming back, but our kids do. So that right there makes me feel good about it.
And they are playing, for the most part, they've been competitive in most of those games in terms of some weird things have happened, and
right,
some shooting themselves in the foot kind of deal, and like special team play. I'm thinking you've got 196 yards on the ground.
We did, and you know, probably 80 of it came on one run, but as late in the game, or in the second half, you know, and I know that their guys had kind of probably checked out because it was already, I think it was 42 at half. So, but coming out, it's still a positive when you can move the ball. And we were able to move the football in the second half. I know he subbed down. I didn't, you know, because we're just trying to get any momentum we can get. So we were able to get some yardage, but that came late in the game. But we'll take it wherever we can get it just to try to build a little confidence.
And the best thing, they've not quit. And that's
they didn't quit.
Them.
They could have quit.
Yeah.
They could have quit and you know, let Riverdale score another 21 points in the second half, and they didn't do that. So, like I said, we're still playing. We hadn't thrown in the towel.
You're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
they're still going. You're going to show up every
We're going to show up every Friday night. We got three games left, and we're going to show up to all three of those games and play the best of our ability.
Coach, what are you doing next week? I know you're going to practice a little bit, but got some honeydews on the list there?
I have honeydews, but I don't know if I'm going to do them.
There may be a good sound bite right there to take home, but well, you're assigned to do them. I mean,
yeah.
They're looking. Maybe you might do them.
I might do. I tell you what.
You got to rest though. You got to relax a little.
I got to cut my grass.
So I got to cut.
I'm gonna cut the grass, and then outside of that, you know, I may. It depends. If she doesn't cook for me on Monday and Tuesday. Probably Wednesday I'll start doing that list.
I got a feeling today you're going to be napping. You're going to be snoozing.
She'll let me slide today, but probably by about Tuesday if that list ain't done, I'll be cooking myself in there, and you know, that'll motivate me a little bit to go out and do that list.
You might be staying at school for another day or two like you did last year, didn't you?
Well, no, it's not that bad, I hope.
Okay. Coach Stevens, appreciate you being on, and have a good break, and relax a little bit, and I hope you guys all get healed up.
All right, thank you.
All right, Stan Stevens, head coach of Laverne Wolverines.